This is Beth Smith. I'm going to interview Jean Hanveld this morning at her home at 237 Chavano, and we're going to be talking about the Aspen Concert Series, which became the Salida Concert Incorporated, and the historical things that have happened to make this an important part of the Salida community. How are you this morning, Jean?
I'm fine, Beth. How are you?
I'm doing great. What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about the early history of the Salida Aspen concerts.
Mm-hmm.
The contribution that they have made to Salida. So I'm going to start out by explaining what the Salida Aspen Concerts is. Salida Aspen Concerts is a nonprofit organization which was established in July 31st, 1980 in the state of Colorado to bring live serious music to Salida and its surrounding communities. The official name of the nonprofit corporation is Salida Concerts, Inc., although it is referred to as Salida Aspen Concerts, and the period of its duration is perpetual. The business affairs of the corporation are conducted by a board of directors, which initially numbered 5. That number was later changed to 7, and much later, 2 more board members were added, for a total of 9 persons who currently serve on the board. The founders are listed in the Articles of Incorporation and include George Howerton, Raymond O. Hosford, Joe E. Lionel, all from Salida, and Edgar B. Stern, S-T-E-R-N, and Janice Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S, from Aspen, Colorado. In addition to its volunteer governing board of directors, the organization's concert committee volunteers, which are recruited each spring, are the working force. They sign up for jobs which include selling ads for the program book, distributing posters and rack cards. They sell tickets at the door, usher, meet the artists, and the piano tuner, and host after-concert parties for the artists and their friends. These are just a few of the jobs performed by the volunteers. The board of directors contract with a secretary whose duties include bookkeeping, preparing all of the mailings, and responding to special requests of the board, incident to the smooth, effective, and economical operation of Salida Concerts, Inc.
And is that what you're doing right now?
That's what
you're the secretary.
That's what I'm doing right now, yes. In its 28-year history, 3 persons have held this position. The first one was Minette Fagala, who was secretary from 1983 through 1988. Her husband was named Bill. He worked for the U.S. Soil. I think he was their controller. And later on, he worked at the Salida, the Heart of the Rockies Regional Medical Center. And Bill also played a pretty important role in the Salida Aspen concerts. He served as the accountant for the concerts until the computer age, when accounting software programs became available, and at which time I took over the operations of the accounting. Another secretary was Barbara Snyder, who served from 1988 through 1989. And I began my job in 1990, which I'm still serving as. Mm-hmm. Funding for the Salida Aspen Concert Series is through ad sales, contributions, and door sales. It is through the monetary generosity of the community that ticket prices can be held to a minimum. The price of tickets was raised in 2004 to $8. 15 free tickets are made available to students at each concert on a first-come, first-served basis. 4 years ago, the board set up a scholarship committee to award scholarships to deserving music students in the amount of $2,000. The concerts are held at the John Held Auditorium, except for the 1981 concert series season, when the concerts were held at the United Methodist Church. And the reason that they were held at the UMC was because the high school auditorium was being renovated, and we were not allowed to use the facility that summer. How did the nonprofit organization get its start? A single program in the summer of 1977 ushered in the first Aspen Music Festival concert in Salida. This one concert was sponsored by Joe E. Lionel, Vice President of U.S. Soil, who envisioned a yearly series of Aspen concerts so that those persons living in our comparatively isolated community could hear the finest in music. Mr. Lionel also reasoned that both Salida and Aspen would benefit. The Monarch String Quartet played to about 175 persons on Friday, July 22nd, 1977, at 8 o'clock p.m. at the Salida High School, giving the audience a rare opportunity to attend a classical music concert. What is the Aspen Music School and Festival? The Aspen Music School and Festival, Music Associates of Aspen, Inc., referred to from now on as MAA, had its origins in 1949 as part of the Aspen Institute for Humanities Studies. Today, the festival is recognized as one of the finest, if not the finest, combination music school and festival in the country, where students of the highest caliber continue their training during the summer months. Approximately 700 students from around the world are chosen from over 2,000 applications received each year. Many of them will become the performing stars of tomorrow. Many will join symphony orchestras and other musical groups throughout the country. The distinguished faculty members are recruited from the nation's finest schools of music, and most of the faculty members are fine performing musicians themselves. The festival is funded through student fees, ticket sales, and contributions. Federal grants have permitted them to organize the chamber orchestra and conference on contemporary music. In 1977, Gordon Hardy was president and dean of school and maintained an office in New York, which was responsible for organizing the school and festival and various other programs. This office in New York City I think finally closed its doors in 2000. The person in charge of the New York office was also our program director, Robert Biddlecombe. And Robert Biddlecombe would contact Salida in January to begin planning the concert series for the upcoming season. And he handled this out of the New York office. And I think finally in 2000, because of the financial situation, they finally closed the office in New York. But Robert Biddlecombe did not return to Aspen for the summer of 2000. In 1977, as a result of a successful local program, MAA applied and received a grant from Colorado Council on the Arts and Humanities, which enabled them to implement a pilot program which took music and lecture series to four small towns on the Western Slope. When the Colorado Council of the Arts and Humanities was formed in 1967, its Senate bill read, "The general welfare of the state will be promoted by giving further recognition to the arts and humanities as a vital part of our culture and heritage, and as an important means of expanding the scope of our community life." Outreach began to pick up where the council left off. A population analysis, which was conducted in 1977, covered 26 communities from around Colorado, such as Steamboat Springs, Grand Junction, Silt, and Salida, which listed its population at 4,355. Outreach had been a dream for MAA, and Salida was the first community to propose a series of MAA outreach. In 3 years, a six-week concert series developed in Salida and was the model which MAA used to demonstrate the success of outreach. They also had outreach programs in Carbondale, Glenwood Springs, and I believe Grand Junction, but we are the only outreach program still in existence. In the year 2000, the board of directors and I made a trip to Aspen to talk to the president and CEO of MAA, Robert Harth, and he was very complimentary on the results that our community had achieved, expressing that we were the only outreach that financed our own series. So he was interested in continuing the relationship. Six concert series for summer 1978. The Salida Aspen Music Festival, Salida Concerts, scheduled six concerts in 1978 with the financial support of U.S. Soil and the sponsorship of the Salida Heart of the Rockies Chamber of Commerce. Because of modest attendance and meager contributions, the burden of financial assistance rested with U.S. Soil, who transported the musicians to Salida and back to Aspen on their own Learjet plane, piloted by Jerry Summers. U.S. Soil also assumed most of the cost of the musicians' housing. Considerable resistance was encountered from the local motels, who claimed they could not afford to furnish free rooms during the busy summer tourist season. Dinners for the musicians were furnished at a discount by the Salida Inn, which was owned by Will and Joan Thomas, still in our community. It was the consensus that there had not been adequate preparation for the 1978 season and that the publicity had not been well planned. The key players, Aspen, Colorado. Edgar B. Stern Jr., board chairman, and Janice R. Collins, business director from the MAA, were invaluable in their pursuit to make this outreach succeed. Forrest Miller, F-O-R-R-E-S-T-T, was the first outreach program coordinator of the Music Associates of Aspen, MAA, working with Salida. It became his job to transport artists from Aspen to Salida over Independence Pass, and that was no small feat in those early days, and to work out the logistics and arrangements for the artists. Now retired, he currently lives in New York City. Robert Biddlecombe began creating the six-week program for Salida Aspen Concerts in 1980. The local audience knew him as a longtime member of the American Brass Quintet, which he joined in 1963. Robert Biddlecombe remained with the ABQ until 1980 and returned occasionally to Salida as a guest artist. He is an active performing musician and bass trombonist of the New York Ballet Orchestra and resides in New York City. While in New York City, communication began in January between Mr. Biddlecombe and the Salida liaison to begin to put a concert series together. Upon his arrival in Aspen in mid-June, he served as Salida's program director. And talking about the American Brass Quintet, the quartet has been the longest running concert in Salida. Last year, 2 years, in 2003, we celebrated their 25th anniversary of performing in Salida. So that's they love coming to Salida and have become acquainted with a lot of the citizens.
And Salida enjoys having them come.
Yes, they do.
They're very popular.
Yes, they are. The key players, Salida, Colorado. As a young man, Joseph E. Lionel enjoyed attending classical concerts in Aspen and became a friend of board chairman Edgar Stern of the Music Associates of Aspen. A Salida native, Mr. Lionel was co-owner and vice president of U.S. Soil and envisioned a classical concert series in Salida. So in 1977, he and Mr. Stern initiated the first Salida Aspen concert. Not only did Mr. Lionel underwrite the Monarch String Quartet, but he flew them to Salida in the company jet. In subsequent years, he arranged and helped finance the summer concert series until it got on its own feet. Throughout those early years, he continued to transport the artists to Salida and took care of their hospitality. In 1980, when the Salida Concerts, Inc. was formed, he became its first president. He and his wife, Sheila, were honored on the 25th anniversary of the Salida Aspen Concert Series in 2001. Raymond O. Hosford and his wife Henrietta, who were both artists, he painted in oils, she in watercolors, retired to Salida from Chicago. He was hired by Joe E. Lionel to work for U.S. Oil and do their advertising. His one-page ads in the program book stand as testimony to the beautiful art he created. Mr. Hosford's tireless work as coordinator of the Salida Aspen Concerts from 1977 through 1979 was conducive to the formation and development of the Salida Aspen Concert Series. When the organization was incorporated in 1980, largely through his efforts, Mr. Hosford served on the board as secretary treasurer until 1983. He designed the first program book cover using the heart and the aspen leaf as a symbol of cooperation between the Aspen Music School and Festival and the Heart of the Rockies Chamber of Commerce sponsors. The red heart and the golden aspen leaf have become the logo for the Salida Aspen Concerts. Dr. George Howerton retired to Salida from Northwestern University, where he had been dean of the School of Music. He was a meticulous scholar and an avid promoter of classical music. He proudly served on the board for 15 years and was the board's first vice president. He worked closely with Robert Biddlecomb, Aspen program coordinator, to put together the 6-week concert series. Dr. Howerton wrote excellent program notes for the program book, drawing from his vast background in music and the volumes of material he had on hand. He and his wife, Aloise, loved to entertain, and during the Christmas holidays, they invited board and concert committee members to their Spanish-style adobe home on the Mesa for food and drink. The Salida Aspen Concerts remained dear to his heart, and during his declining years at the nursing home, he loved talking about the concert series. Mr. Charles O. Moline spent 33 years with the Salida school system as coach, teacher, counselor, and superintendent. In addition to his many civic works, including the hospital board, Mr. Moline played a vital role in the Salida Aspen Concerts. Appointed to its board in 1982, he served as treasurer and fundraiser. He also served as board president for 9 years, from 1984 until his death in 1992. Mr. Moline was adept at fundraising and always kept the concert series in the black. He began making lists of potential contributors early in the year and prepared the letters and mailing lists for the secretary to type in final form. His one-hour limitations on the length of board and concert committee meetings kept members on their toes. His wife, Jane, continues to support the concert series. Other key players: as the much-loved and respected music director at Salida and Junior High School, Mr. John Held built a school program that achieved statewide recognition. One of the events he initiated was Spartan Sparkles, a variety program in which the entire high school glee club had a part. He also started the Singing Christmas Tree with the Salida Choir. He served on the Salida Aspen Concerts Board from 1985 until his death in 1996. Mr. Held served as the liaison contact with the Aspen Outreach Coordinator. He and his wife, Mary, spent many Saturday afternoons waiting at home for a call from the Aspen artists. Since he made all of the arrangements for their rehearsals and stage presentation, and he also met the piano tuner. Later on, the Salida, the auditorium in Salida was named John Held Auditorium in honor of Mr. Held. His wife, Mary, moved to Iowa just recently, 2004, to be close to one of their children. A Colorado native, Howard Goff, and his wife, Joanette, settled in the Arkansas Valley after he retired from M.W. Kellogg Company as a chemical engineer. His career took them abroad, where they spent time in Germany and Africa. Serving 11 years on the board, Howard Goff brought a sense of humor and creativity. As an amateur violin player, he was one of Alpine Orchestra's original members. An international engineer, Mr. Goff also brought a unique perspective to the board. It was he who designed the kiosk for the lobby. His ability to sell concert advertisements for the program book inspired many Buena Vista merchants to support our concert series. And, three other key players that I feel are important to be mentioned as part of the Salida Aspen Concert Series are Georgiana Smith, Jeff Snyder, and Lori DeNoyer. They all served many years on the board and held different positions. Hopefully later on I can have some bios on these three people. Letters of Affirmation, 1979. With the advent of the 1979 series, more preliminary planning and work was done. A loosely organized committee met several times and duties were assigned. U.S. Soil was again obliged to furnish the preponderance of financial support. However, lodging and meals for the musicians were assumed by the Salida Concerts, and six families volunteered to entertain the musicians. Letters of affirmation were received by various local offices and or individuals, which have been made a part of this report because these letters still exist in the files. Mayor Edward Tauber, T-O-U-B-E-R, wrote on August 31st that the concerts this year have been well received by the community and were a valuable cultural asset and filled a gap in the community affairs which needed to be filled. Attorney Alan Solsenfuss wrote on August 31st that having attended the majority of the concerts, he commented that the performances here were certainly as good as performances he had attended in Aspen proper. He thought the series were especially valuable for the elderly and the disadvantaged who cannot travel to Aspen, Denver, or to Colorado Springs to hear good music. Simonette C. Koenig, K-O-E-N-I-G, Vice President of the Salida Juniper J-Sets, J-A-Y-C-E-E-T-T-E-S, wrote on August 31st that they are looking forward to promoting the concerts during the 1980 season. Dr. Andrew J. Cahan, Programs Director, and Gail Cahan, M.E.D., Educational Director of Salida's Preschool Daycare Center, known as the Strawberry Door, wrote on September 1 to extend their support and expressed that children would have the opportunity to experience and enjoy beautiful music. Reverend Edward A. Rufi of the Church of the Ascension wrote on September 1st to say that it has been a great source of pride and joy to have the pleasure of hearing the artists who have performed in Salida over the past several summers, and hoped that this series would continue on an even greater scale in the future. George Howerton, Dean Emeritus, School of Music, Northwestern University, wrote on September 3, 1979, to say what a great contribution the series have been to the life of the surrounding area. He stated in this letter that he and his wife have been summer visitors annually since 1943, and property owners and summer residents since 1949. He felt that these concerts have been the most stimulating cultural feature in all the years they have been coming here. And as you probably heard earlier in my report, he became a very active board member. Resident Shannon Patterson wrote on September the 4th to say that the 1979 concerts had been very enjoyable and that she really appreciates the opportunity to enjoy the kind of music that is seldom performed outside the metropolitan cultural centers. President and Chairman of the Board of the Buena Vista Bank and Trust, Roy Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, wrote on September 4 to say that he had been associated with the series since its inception and felt that the Chaffee County community greatly benefits from the concerts, and he would continue to support it. John Held from Held's Half Acre wrote to express his thanks to the Aspen Music Festival for bringing such excellence to our community. He went on to say that for 35 years he had maintained a fine high school choir in the public schools of Salida, and that the Aspen concerts have provided a continuing experience for the young as well as for the old, and encouraged the continuation of the series. He also became a board member, and you previously heard about Mr. Held's involvement in the concert series. Superintendent of Schools, C.L. Robertson, wrote on September 10 to express his congratulations and to thank the Aspen Music Festival for the broad scope of programming and the excellence of artistry which was chosen. He goes on to say that, quote, from the standpoint of the public schools, this series of fine classical musical productions fills an area of otherwise void exposure. Our curriculum offering in the arts leans more toward the contemporary. Consequently, we are pleased that the opportunity exists whereby a wider spectrum of musical experience is available, quote. Salida Concerts Inc. is established in 1980. Things began to look up in 1980, and the Salida Concerts was able to assume all expenses, including meals, transportation, lodging for the musicians, as well as printing, advertising, and other business costs. U.S. Soil contributed office space and telephone and some clerical help. Through the efforts of Janice Collins, business director of MAA, and help from the Salida community, a grant was received in the amount of $6,000 from the Colorado Council for the Arts and Humanities. Legal steps were initiated to incorporate the Salida Concerts as a tax-free entity, no longer under the wing of MAA. The original articles of incorporation were issued on August 14, 1980, to Salida Concerts, Inc., by the Colorado Secretary of State on July 31, 1980. On June 29, 1981, a checking account was opened at Chaffee County Bank, now Community First Bank. That is the early history of the Salida Aspen Concerts.
Who in the community is very active now in putting the concerts together?
We have a new board of directors who presently are David Clark, president, Virginia Eiming, corresponding secretary, Russell Collin, ad sales chairperson, Jennifer Davis from Buena Vista, county attorney, I believe, Marvin Ebel, treasurer, Earl Kittleman, David Schultz, and Barbara Evans.
And now you're getting ready for the 2005 concert summer.
Yes, we're getting ready for the 2005 concert series. After Robert Biddlecomb's departure from MAA, the Aspen Music School and Festival assigned Deborah Barnico, who is their program outreach coordinator, to be our liaison. The board of directors and I met with Deborah Barnico September 30th in Salida at the Century Hall of the United Methodist Church as a working luncheon meeting to discuss ideas for the 2005 concert series. And so she, with that in mind, she's going to start lining up the concert series for the upcoming season.
Well, good. About how many people enjoyed the concert series last summer?
We have, I have records of attendance from 1978, and attendance has, I think, been somewhat of a disappointment to some of the board members, and that has always been discussed. Many things have been tried to up the attendance, but I think there is so much else going on in the community that we have not really met the goals, but we can't really complain because we average about 275 persons that attend the concert series weekly.
And many of those people come down from Buena Vista.
Many of those people come from Buena Vista. We also have people coming from Canyon City, and we've got some folks that come from Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, the last couple of years, you've had one concert that goes to Buena Vista to be heard.
Yes. About 8 years ago, board of directors at that time talked about having one of the concerts in Buena Vista for the sake of persons living up on the northern end of the county. So we decided to have one of the concerts in Buena Vista. So I think we will probably be getting our 9th year next year. And they have been very well attended, and we have received a lot of nice comments.
Well, I think that's great. Mm-hmm. And what do you see for the coming years now? Are you got a good steam up? Are you ready to go and make these concerts continue?
Well, I think it would be nice, you know, in this 2005 will be our 29th concert series. And a year later, we will be celebrating 30 years. And hopefully there seems to be a lot of interest in the community to continue these series, because we are the only venue that continue to offer classical music.
I know there's a lot of interest in the community. Can you think of anything else you want to tell us?
Well, we have, you know, we have had some wonderful contributors, wonderful supporters, which this series would not exist without them. These are contributors that come through year after year after year, and if it weren't for them, we could not afford to do a concert series. The Music Associate of Aspen charge an annual fee, and every year they increase this fee by $500.
How much was the fee
last year? So the fee last year was $17,500.
And the concert series here in Salida pays the whole thing.
We pay the whole thing, uh-huh. Yes. So we operate on a budget, mm-hmm. and which includes our advertising and other expenses. The program book is an expensive it's an expensive book, but the advertisers help, you know, with the pay for the program book.
Mm-hmm. I think you certainly have the backing of the people of Salida. Oh,
we certainly do. Mm-hmm. We certainly do. We have contributors from Buena Vista, Salida. We've got a contributor from Denver, who think he went to school in Salida. Dr. Edwin R. Smith is a very generous contributor, and we appreciate the support that he and his wife Nikki give us year after year.
Well, that's good. Can you think of anything else to add?
I can't think of anything else. I just hope that this series will continue and that the community will continue to support it.
Well, I hope so, too. And thank you very much for talking to us about the Aspen Concert Series.
You're welcome, Beth. Did I run out of tape?
I don't think so. I think we're through. No, we're not.